This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, today we're talking about a rather horrific subject, elder abuse. This has been a real issue in Georgia over the past several years. Just last year, 49 elders were rescued from abusive living conditions. And there's been a recent high-profile case here in Georgia where elders were living in facilities that weren't taking care of them. Can you tell us about that?
It was a case in Albany in southwest Georgia last year where residents were actually asking other people for food. They were begging for food. And those residents there in that area notified the local law enforcement. And what came out of that was a multi-agency investigation that led to the arrest and charges against three people who were accused of, or have been accused of, depriving these seniors and people with disabilities of health care, shelter, and sustenance. And on top of that, they've been charged with stealing these residents' Social Security benefits.
So you talked about this is a multi-agency effort. State authorities were involved. And there was actually a press conference earlier this month where the Georgia Attorney General and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director talked about this issue of elder abuse in Georgia. So did they talk about how this is able to happen here in the state?
There have been and are a number of unlicensed personal care homes out there. A lot of them will try to take advantage of people with disabilities and seniors. There's actually been more than 3,000 people in Georgia charged with abuse of elders and people with disabilities since the year 2010. In this Albany case, 14 people were residents of three different facilities. And they've all been placed in licensed homes, finally. But it was very striking when the GBI director, Vernon Keenan, called these unlicensed homes dungeons, where frail people have been taken advantage of and deprived of what they need.
So you just mentioned dungeons. Do we know anything about these facilities, what they looked like, what the living conditions were inside of them?
Well, the apartments in Albany were so bad that they were eventually condemned after this investigation had been completed. That's how bad the conditions there were.
So this is rather shocking. Is there anything that families can do to protect their elderly family members from living in some kind of unlicensed facility?
A family member should definitely check on the Department of Community Health's website. They have a section called GA Map to Care, and that will allow them to research whether a facility, whether it's a personal care home all the way up to a nursing home, whether they have a license. And they should be able to follow up with more information to find out whether not only if it's licensed, but also if there have been complaints against it.
And have authorities addressed how they're planning to stop elderly abuse in Georgia?
Well, they have come together and they have been much more aware of this problem than they were, let's say, 5 to 10 years ago. Plus, they're trying to educate the public on it as well. And that was one of the reasons why the press conference took place, because they want to let ordinary citizens know that this is going on in places and they should keep their eyes out. If they see it, they should report it.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.